This week we're supposed to tell about some outstanding father in the Bible. And one outstanding father in the New Testament was Paul. He was a father of the early church. And he started out being against them and trying to catch them to kill them because they thought they were heretics. And then he realized what was right. And so he became a father of the church and devoted his life to bring people to the kingdom.
I thought about Tobit in the book of Tobit and Septuagint, how he was always teaching and guiding his son on the right path. And there's that whole chapter of instruction that he gave his son. And I thought he was a good example of a father who's diligent in showing his children what they needed to do.
I thought about Abraham. He really loved his son, Isaac. God had promised him that he would have a son, and he had waited many, many years for him to come. But even still, when God asked him to offer him to the Lord, he was still able to do that and to do what God said over his love for his son.
I think about how good Noah was an example to his sons. He was kind of a patriarch to his family, and he just took faith in God and built an ark, which is a huge accomplishment. And, you know, his probably leading his sons along in that, you know, having them help him. And then he ended up saving his whole family because of that.
Joseph knew that Jesus was not his child, but it didn't stop him from caring for Jesus and loving him.
I thought about King Saul when he was pursuing David, when David got anointed king. Jonathan, Saul's son, was being faithful to the king and helping David out and being there for him and telling him stuff about Saul. And Saul ended up getting upset with Jonathan, and to the point of throwing a spear at him or trying to hurt him. And so I thought that was kind of not a very good testimony to Saul as a father.
When Joseph was sold into the land of Egypt, he stood out because he just worked good being a slave. He didn't complain. He trusted in the Lord. So he ended up then being the ruler.
I got Abraham, and he only had one son, but he loved him very dearly. But when God asked him to offer him as a burnt offering, he was still ready to do that, even though he loved him so much.
I thought about David. He was a wise man and raised a wise son. Solomon was one of the wisest men, well, the wisest man that ever lived.
I thought about Moses, led the children of Egypt to the land of Israel. He was kind of sort of like a father to all of them. And even though the children of Israel, even like the beginning of the journey, were complaining that, you know, it was really tough out there and they wanted to go back to Egypt. And there are times that Moses didn't really know what he was supposed to do. And he would go to God and be like, I don't really know what I'm supposed to do. They keep on complaining that they want to go back. So I just thought that he was a very good role model at never giving up and continuing to move on.